Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Luke chapter 1. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" This is the text. Last Wednesday, as we read the opening verses to the first chapter of Luke, we heard of the disbelief and doubt of Zechariah. He had heard the angel announce to him that he and his wife Elizabeth would conceive a son. And they were old, at least past the age when you would normally do that sort of family starting. Zechariah asks, "How can I be sure of this?" Today we witness the bewilderment yet belief. Not like Zechariah, he was disbelieving that it was going to happen. He wanted proof. Mary, the mother of our Lord, answers the angel in faith. The angel announces the good news of her finding favor with God. She will bear a son. He will be called the Son of the Most High. She says, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" Mary knew that it would be. She knew this event was going to happen. She didn't understand how it was going to happen. And she's probably about 14 years old. That would have been a typical age when a young lady in that society would have been engaged in preparing for married life. The confirmation kids are always shocked when I reveal that to them. But as a 14-year-old girl, you know, she'd been paying attention in biology class, and she knew where babies come from. And so from a scientific standpoint, it would be impossible for her to have a baby. But then again, as the angel says, nothing will be impossible for God. This young lady places her full faith and trust in the message of God from the angel. Her life was not going to be the way she had envisioned it. She was now going to be an unmarried, pregnant girl in a society that frowned upon that greatly, to say the least. You could be stoned to death for such an offense. By legal right, Joseph could have brought charges against her. Her wedding was certainly off, or at least if Joseph was going to marry her, it'd have to be done quietly and without celebration. And the wedding feast, I mean, this was generally, considered the highlight of a person's life. I mean, especially among poorer families. It's the one time in your life when you would get to have luxuries. And wedding feasts, I mean, this could go on for a week. This was a big deal. All of that was gone. Her family would suffer great shame and embarrassment. Depending on the arrangements between Mary and Joseph's families, as far as the wedding plans, Joseph's father could even have legal grounds to sue Mary's father. Mary's life was going to change drastically. She was a young lady who had her priorities straight. She says, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me according to your word." There was no disappointment on her part. Her wedding was ruined. The life that she had envisioned for herself was all going to change. She doesn't say, "Oh, well, there goes my plans, but okay, if it's the Lord's will, we'll do this." She answers in faith and says, "I'm the servant of the Lord. May it be to me according to your word." Her faith and devotion is first and foremost to God. Unlike Zechariah, we saw last week, Mary sees God as being God. And she understands her role in this relationship as one of God's chosen people. God comes first. Then other priorities fall in line. Hey, we can learn much from the faith of this young lady who willingly gave up the life that she had planned. She willingly gave up whatever wedding celebration was on the horizon. I mean, it would have been the most important thing happening in her life at the time. Without hesitation, she answers the angel, because God is her God. And willingly and joyfully, she receives her calling to be the mother of our Lord. When something needs to be done that interrupts our plans, very often, we'll go willingly, but not always joyfully. All right, if we got to do it, we got to do it. Mary says, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. We are urged continually to pray for a willing spirit. We pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We also pray for a joyful spirit. Because life within the church, life within God's kingdom, it's often a very bumpy ride. How we envision things going, where we thought we would be, or the road that we have mapped out for ourselves, isn't usually how things go. And we pray, thy will be done. Mary understands. Her road is going to be more than just bumpy. She's going to be a social outcast because of baby Jesus. She doesn't know if Joseph is going to marry her or not. It's unlikely. And he was ready to divorce her quietly, as we know from the other Gospels. Yet even before she knows, even that little bit of information, that she will actually have a husband to help her raise this child, even before that, she calls herself blessed. As did Elizabeth, and as do we. She has her priorities straight. Her relationship with God comes first. All the material things, all the other things going on in her life, she has those priorities straight. It's a distant second. She doesn't even mention it. There's no hesitation. She answers the angel. It begs the question, what would you be willing to gladly give up for the sake of God? Really a question we all need to ponder. In the face of her life dramatically changing, Mary draws strength from the one place where she knows she can find strength, and that is from God himself. She believed the words of the angel and of the Old Testament. She was a faithful child of God. Those words of Isaiah that I read earlier might have come to mind, that the virgin will be with child and will call his name Emmanuel. And in the angel coming to her, we see the fulfillment of those words. As baptized Christians who trust in the promises of God, we see the promises of God fulfilled in us through Christ, in that he comes to us also. We confess with our words our thanks to God for the great gift of forgiveness, life, salvation. We confess, as we had confirmation class earlier, can't believe it, in a few months it's going to be confirmation. And, as we confirm the faith of our baptism, I share this with them often because they need to be prepared, as we all need to remember what we have done. We confess with our mouths that we would rather die than fall away from the faith that we know. We would rather die than not participate in the word and sacrament ministry of the church that we treasure. That's what we promise before God. We confess that with our words. Mary demonstrates that sort of faith through her actions. Without hesitation, she gave up the comfortable plan for her life. She would be scorned by the world as she is blessed by God. That's the burden and the joy that she carried as she carried the Christ child. Sacrificing certain things in life, the cost of discipleship, living in this world and declaring through your words and actions that God is your God, there's a cost to that. And counting the cost, Mary answered the angel and said, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Amen." The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.